This Diamond Insight takes us to Florida Gulf Coast with Chris Sale. He was named the Cape Cod League's pitching MVP over the summer with Yarmouth Dennis. Chris, let's start with that. Just kind of playing on the Cape is a pretty big deal in general. What's it mean to you to be the pitching MVP out there?
Well, it was exciting. You know, I went up there with some expectations of getting better and, you know, hopefully winning a championship. I heard winning up there is a great accomplishment, and especially at Yarmouth Dennis, we had such high expectations just coming in there on the first day because they had won some championships. But it was a great honor, and it was a good feeling to know, you know, that people were watching me and, you know, knowing that they saw me and they felt that I was that good.
You said you went in with a goal of getting better. Do you feel like you did?
Yes, sir. I do.
Is that an understatement, maybe?
You know, I kind of went up there wanting to locate my fastball and work on throwing inside the hitters, especially with the wood bats, and develop a little bit better breaking ball. The pitching coaches that we had up there and the head coach, Scott Pickler, was a great help with that, with even mid-game adjustments and during midweek bullpens.
When you're a strikeout pitcher, which you are, is it hard to avoid trying to strike everyone out all the time?
Yes and no. You got to understand, I mean, as a pitcher, just like a hitter, I mean, you go up there as a hitter and it's always in the back of your mind. You either want to hit a home run or strike a guy out. Uh-huh. But the main thing is, as far as up there, I mean, especially, you know, you're throwing every 5 days, you want to keep your pitch count low. So it was more of a want to make better pitches and make good pitches. And to be honest with you, I'd rather have a 3-pitch inning, have 3 ground balls than, you know, a 9-pitch inning, because that means, you know, my arm's not going to be as sore the next day and kind of keeps pitch counts low and injuries are less prone to happen.
You're 6'6". You're a left-hander, you're a strikeout guy as well. Just kind of the whole thing, to what maybe do you attribute your success?
Just people always pushing me in the right direction with, you know, hard work and, you know, the support that I've had with coaches in high school, family, even here at FGCU and up there in the Cape. I mean, since the day I stepped foot on this campus, I've been pushed, you know, harder and harder to succeed, and they do a great job here and even up there in the Cape and in high school, that just pushing me to the next level, just trying to get me that much better each day. Without all these guys behind me, you know, I don't think the story would be the same.
I've seen some pictures of your delivery, a little bit of video. Is there a little deceptiveness that comes with what you have?
I've talked to some of the guys here and, you know, a few guys over the summer, and they said as a left-handed hitter, it's, you know, it's hard to see because I kind of swing my leg over a little bit, like kind of drive it towards first base and swing it over. That helps a little bit. And then 2 summers ago, I dropped my arm slot a little bit because I was up in the Northwoods League and I was struggling a little bit, and everything was just kind of flattening out and staying on the same plane. So started working with dropping it down to about 3/4 and started, you know, seeing success with that, getting some more movement on the ball. And it's been a big transition, but, you know, just keep staying on it and on top of it and making sure that my delivery is the same each time, then that's pretty much my main focus.
Well, you really had a breakout season at Florida Gulf Coast as a sophomore compared to your freshman season. Had a good freshman season, but really seemed to kind of break out of the pack as a sophomore. Was there really a point where things kind of came together for you?
It was funny because my freshman year, you know, I had – my sophomore year, actually, I didn't have as many walks. You know, I was throwing more strikes than I normally was. I was feeling really – I was more comfortable, I guess you could say, last year than I was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. Just because, I mean, as a freshman, I came in here and it was, you know, kind of hectic being in college for the first time, facing college hitters. And then, you know, it just – all the excitement kind of slowed down, and, you know, you just kind of got to slow it down a little bit. And a lot of it was just getting stronger. I mean, it obviously doesn't look like I'm the strongest person alive, but, you know, getting in the weight room does help that out a lot. You know, just getting stronger, being able to throw those extra pitches. I mean, I had 36 innings my freshman year and at most could throw 3 innings, and then, you know, my delivery would change. You know, my arm slot wouldn't be right. You know, I would leave stuff hanging. And you know, last year was really the year that, you know, our coach got me into the weight room and started having me lift and getting stronger. And, I mean, it showed. It helped out so much with even soreness the next day. I mean, it wasn't as bad. I just felt myself getting stronger, and pounding the strike zone more helped me out a lot.
Now, you guys at Florida Gulf Coast, you've been transitioning to a full-fledged Division I status, and you're going to be eligible for postseason play this year, especially considering the kind of year you had last year. You guys pretty excited about that?
We are more excited than you can believe, actually. Every day, day in and day out, everyone's coming to the park bringing their A game. And it's kind of fun to watch guys working harder and even pushing each other. I mean, as far as the coaches go, I mean, they're out there pushing us as hard as they can. And then, you know, it's just like our position players, even pitching staff, we're all pushing each other to do a little bit extra, to do a little bit more on a day. And you can really tell that we really want to do something this year. This is the biggest year for Florida Gulf Coast because we're at the Division I level and we are eligible for postseason. It's kind of one of those things where the first year, you know, people expected us to finish last in the conference. And we opened some eyes, and then last year, you know, we won it 2 years in a row. So this is kind of the year that we want to show that it's not a fluke, it's not a joke. You know, we're really here to make a mark, and we're going to be a really hard team to beat.
Chris, what's the best thing about being a college baseball player?
Oh, man. I mean, there's a lot of ups, there's a lot of downs. I mean, you get a college education at the same time, you know, you're getting better at school, but at the same time, you still have to worry about midterms and final exams and 8-page papers while you're, you know, out here at the park. So
my next question is, what's the toughest thing? So it probably has to do with what you just said, huh?
Yeah, midterms and final exams are the toughest times to be a ball player because you want to come out here and get your work done, and at the same time you're like, man, I got an 8-page paper due tomorrow for my midterm, or I got a, you know, psychology midterm tomorrow, or even finals. So it gets hectic, but you know, it all blows over with time, and you know, we get back into the swing of things.
Real quick before I let you go, I want to do some word association. I'll throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with Yarmouth Dennis teammate Micah Gibbs.
One of the best catchers I've thrown to. As far as having a target to throw to, working hard behind the plate, getting dirty on some balls, you know, making sure, especially like 0-2 pitches or sliders that bounce in the dirt with a man on first, he didn't let too much get by him. You know, darn good ball player.
Your Florida Gulf Coast teammate, Zach Maxfield.
A beast. That kid, during the fall, we were looking at him. He was a big kid, but, you know, he kind of struggled during the fall and actually didn't even start the first game. They DH'd him, and then halfway through the year, he started playing first, and he just started hitting the cover off the ball. And it was fun to watch him. He's in the weight room. He's losing some weight, getting a little bit quicker.
Your head coach, Dave Tillett.
One of the greatest people I've ever met in my life. He has by far helped me more than anybody else in this game up to this date with anything, whether it's school problems, baseball. You know, you have a bad outing, you make a bad grade, you know, you're in a fight with your parents. Office is open all the time.
The NCAA tournament.
Exciting because, you know, we've never been there before. That's where we're trying to go. That's ultimately where the big dogs go, and that's where we're trying to go this year.
Fenway Park.
Unbelievable. I was telling some stories to my roommates and to some of the guys on the team and my coach when I first got here. I mean, you see it on TV, you're like, wow, that place is nice. And then, you know, the bus ride over there, you're like, man, we're going to Fenway Park. And then you shag BP on the field, and you're like, wow, I'm on the field. This is where Ellsbury, Lester, Beckett, you know, all these guys are playing, Ortiz are playing. And then I started warming up in the bullpen. I'm like, man, this is the real deal. And then you step on the mound and you're just, you know, on cloud nine.
And the last one, Chris Sale.
Chris Sale, just the average guy. not. I mean, I don't usually talk about myself too much, but I just like to go with the flow of things and take a day at a time.
Chris Sale from Florida Gulf Coast, congratulations on your summer and best of luck to you guys in 2010.
All right, thank you very much.